Welcome to a special Inner Circle audio lesson. I'm Becky, and I'll be your host. My co-host today is the founder of Innovative Language, Peter Galante.
Hi, everyone. Peter here.
Today, we're going to talk about three ways you can dramatically improve your speaking skills.
Simply by preparing and reviewing lists.
You'll learn about one powerful tool that you already have access to. So, Peter, it's been 2 months since you've been using a Skype and in-person tutor.
That's right.
And last time, you got knocked down a peg by your in-person tutor.
Oh, yes, that did happen. But remember, now I've got the hang of real-life conversations.
Ah, so how are your Italian, Skype, and in-person lessons going now?
Well, I told you last time that I had to double my preparation time, right?
Yeah, you really didn't get into how you prepared.
We're about to get into that. But first, you should know that I went beyond my 20-minute goal and reached 22 minutes of Italian conversation.
Really? Did that have something to do with the preparation?
It most certainly did, Becky. As they say, preparation is the key to success, and there were three ways I used to prepare.
All right, let's get into it.
Right. So last time, we talked about the actual lessons. Today, listeners, we'll focus on preparation.
Why preparation? Because as much as we advise speaking from day one,
if you don't prepare the topics, words, phrases, and grammar to use,
you can't really speak much, except for maybe hello and goodbye.
And that's not much of a conversation. In order to prepare for conversation, we have to explore words and phrases related to our interests. Think about this example. A young child loves to play soccer. So, as the kid grows up playing the game, he or she picks up on vocabulary and phrases that are unique to the sport. Eventually, the kid becomes fluent in conversation about soccer.
And it's the same thing with foreign languages. We have to explore our interests so we can be prepared to talk about them in conversation. But how can we do that?
So for me, a lot of my preparation involves collecting and reviewing new words and phrases. I do this with one great app.
Which, listeners, you already have access to. It's called Custom Lists. For those of you that don't know what it is,
it's a mobile web app that you can use on any device. Android, iPhone, tablet, computer. Basically, any device with internet access.
With the Custom Lists app, you can create your own word lists and save them to review.
You can share your lists with other users.
Or explore lists created by other users. You can also check out official word lists made by Innovative Language staff, discover newly added words,
and search for topics that you're interested in.
It's pretty much your one-stop source for vocabulary lists that are customizable and always expanding.
Great way to put it, Becky.
So, how do you prepare with custom lists, Peter?
So, there are three basic ways that I prepare for my Italian lessons with custom lists.
All right.
Number one, building vocabulary lists based on my interests. Number two, building lists that are related to my Skype and in-person lessons. And number three, using custom lists to review and study.
So number one, building vocabulary that you're interested in. What do you mean by that?
Well, Becky, here's a question for you and for the listeners. What are you interested in?
Like hobbies?
Exactly. Hobbies, personal interests, things you love talking about.
Well, I'm personally interested in food. I like eating.
Good choice, Becky. There are a ton of custom lists about food. What kind of food is your favorite?
Burgers? I just had one not too long ago.
Okay, let's say you start learning a language. Imagine you have a list of words and phrases that teach you the names of different burgers, the ingredients, how to order, how to tell someone to hold the tomatoes?
Yeah, I think I'd be well prepared to go order some burgers in that language.
Exactly. You can start talking, or in your case, eating after you review the list. So, one of the things that I'm interested in is personal finance.
Sounds like there'd be a lot of technical Italian words involved.
A lot. And a typical learner usually won't focus on words like that. But since I'm interested, I know it'll be fun for me.
What do you do?
So remember how I keep a list of words and phrases I want to use for my lessons?
Yeah, in your NASA command center.
Good memory, Becky. Well, I do that with custom lists.
Which listeners you can access from the resources drop-down menu or at customlists.innovativelanguage.com.
So I open the app on my computer, log in under ItalianPod 101 with my username and password.
Remember, listeners, be sure to log in under the site you're registered with.
Then I click on My Lists, and then click on the plus in the upper right corner. This lets me create a new list. I create a new one titled Personal Finance and press Save. Once that's done, I scroll to the Personal Finance list, access it, and start adding finance-related English words like account, open up an account, or withdraw money.
There's a big button that says Add New Word, so this is really easy to do. Now, you have a list of English finance words that you want to use in Italian.
Right. As soon as I enter the English word, if it's available, custom lists will automatically match it. And it matches most of these words to Italian. If it finds a match, the match will come with a relevant picture and an audio file. Then I click the check icon in the top right corner to save the word.
And if it doesn't translate them?
Then I use Google Translate to get the translation, grab a relevant picture from Google, and add it.
Okay, so you end up with a list of all the personal finance words and phrases in Italian that you didn't know before?
Exactly. So now I've learned them, and I can review them anytime from my iPhone or tablet or computer by accessing My Lists and scrolling through.
How about searching for your interests in custom lists to get other users' lists?
That's an even easier way to find vocabulary you're interested in. For example, I found an Italian word list that another user created called Banking and Money.
Oh, how'd you do that?
If you're inside the app, tap or click Discover, then select Users Lists. On the top of the screen, there's a space called Filter Items, where you can search for topics. In fact, you can also search the editors, seasonal, and local lists that are available inside Discover as well.
That is so convenient. Now, let's get into the next way you use custom lists to prepare for Italian lessons. Number two was building lists that are related to Skype and in-person lessons.
Actually, number one leads perfectly into number two. By doing number one, I have a ready-made list of topics and words I want to use with my tutor. And making these lists involves the same process I mentioned earlier.
Oh, I see. You have a list of topics and words you're interested in, right?
That's right. It just makes the lesson so much more fun. So, I have a list of words, and I can share them with my tutor and put them to use during the lesson. For example, I use my personal finance list.
What else do you do?
If you remember, I use ItalianPod 101 lessons with my Skype tutor. They serve as the main focus of our lessons.
So before each Skype lesson, you use ItalianPod 101?
Right. I listen to the audio lesson and read the lesson notes. This takes about 10 to 15 minutes.
And then?
As I listen, I'll create another list of the phrases and words I don't know. This one's called New Words and Phrases. And this is the one list that doesn't stop growing.
So you also have another list of unknown words, phrases, and grammar related to the lesson topic, and this is in addition to the personal finance list, right?
I share this list with my tutor so that she can add her explanation to it. Usually, these are words that I don't quite understand the usage of or grammar that I'd like to practice more.
Oh, that makes sense. Sometimes dictionary definitions alone aren't completely clear.
Right, but using them in conversation with the teacher really helps me master them.
Preparing, then, is really important, huh? Is the process any different for your in-person lessons?
Well, I still create and review my custom lists before each in-person lesson.
I remember you also said that you schedule your lessons at certain spots to help you set conversation topics.
That's right. I create custom lists for those, too. So, since we met at an Italian restaurant last time, I prepared a list of all the Italian words and phrases I thought I'd need.
Did you have words like pasta, lasagna?
Exactly. But in addition, more advanced phrases like, this tastes great, or what's your favorite dish here? And because it's in person, I had to spend more time reviewing lists before our lesson so that I was able to use them during the conversation.
All right, on to number three, using custom lists to review and study. How is this done?
So during a Skype or in-person lesson, there'll always be new Italian words and phrases.
Do you use custom lists for these?
Well, for my Skype sessions, my tutor writes down all the new words, grammar, and so on into the Skype chat window.
Ah, so you can copy and paste that out of the Skype chat and into a custom list?
Exactly. I copy the words from Skype, switch over to custom list window, and paste them into the new words and phrases list.
How about the in-person lessons?
That's a bit different. My tutor will create that custom list for me and then share it with me.
And after the lesson, you can review these lists as much as you want.
That's right. So aside from my pre-lesson list preparations, there's a post-lesson review.
Right. Reviewing after a lesson is a very important part of the process. What do you do after your lessons, Peter?
That's right, Becky. There are a few lists that I focus on.
Like reviewing the new words and phrases list for everything new that you've learned?
That's right. I add all the new phrases that I learned during the lesson to this list. And while I'm reviewing, I'll also think about new words and topics that I want to talk about in the next lesson.
Like the Italian restaurant list?
Exactly. I created that list because I knew we were going to have our next lesson at an Italian restaurant.
Nice. So, custom lists really sounds like an awesome way to prepare ahead. Capture everything new that you learn.
And review what you learn on a regular basis.
These are huge advantages, listeners.
Preparing, capturing everything that you learn, and being able to review that anytime.
Because if you don't, you'll quickly forget what you've learned.
Listeners, this is why custom lists is such a great tool.
Take advantage of the app. It's free for you as premium members.
With custom lists, you can create lists of words and phrases you're interested in.
You can search for topics inside the app, take advantage of other users' lists.
And best of all, you can review anywhere, anytime.
So, having access to this bank of Italian words and phrases boosted your conversations up to 22 minutes this month, huh?
It did. I was able to, 1, build vocabulary based on my interests, 2, prepare lists for my lessons, and 3, review everything I'd learned all in one spot. Lists are pretty powerful when it comes to learning, and even more so when you can access them all on an app.
What's your goal for July, Peter?
Let's make it 25 minutes.
Listeners, let us know your goal too.
And start making your own custom word lists. You can find the app on our website under the resources drop-down menu.
Or visit customlists.innovativelanguage.com and log in with your site username and password. You can do this on your mobile web browser or from your computer.
Remember, it's free to access for you as premium members.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this special Inner Circle lesson.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.